Jamie and Rebecca West. Nothing cures a hangover like a few Sunday morning laughs. It's Sunday Brunch on AM 900 CHML.
Sunday Brunch on AM 900 CHML. Glad to have you along. We are going to talk for a moment or two here about one of Rebecca's favorite topics, supplements, vitamins. Actually, it's one of my favorite topics, too, because our cupboard at home is just full of this stuff, and I don't know what I should be taking and shouldn't be taking. I've got jars and jars and jars of this stuff. Our pharmacist extraordinaire, Irene Hogan, is back from Stone Church Pharmacy with her regular Sunday segment to
talk about that. Thank goodness.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So you have a cupboard full of vitamins and stuff, but you don't know what to take.
Yeah, you know, it's grown because I started out with taking a multivitamin many years ago, and then I got into
I got into vitamin D.
Probiotics, and I got into B complex, and I got into all of these things, and I have to suspect.
What are those blue ones? Oh, I don't.
I don't use the blue ones. Okay. I don't need those. Wow, you're on a real roll today, eh? Woo! Look at her go.
Do you have any food in your cupboard?
No, I just eat pills. I'm full
There's
by the
no
time
room.
I take my 30 pills for breakfast. But I wonder sometimes, Irene, if some of those are canceling each other out or crossing each other over. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about, you know, and that's why you need an expert to actually decide on what vitamin you need to take. And I think that's the most common question. You know, patients come in and say, you know, what supplements should I take? Or they come in with a bag full of stuff and say, I'm taking all this because, you know, one said it was good for my brain, another said it was good for my bones, another said it was good for my stomach, you know. And they really don't know why they're taking them. And as you say, they can all interact. And when I was joking about, is there any food in your cupboards, you know, multivitamins and supplements do not, you know, substitute for poor diet,
right,
and lack of sleep and stress, and not exercising. So although those people, you know, that have a poor diet, eat more processed foods, actually need higher, you know, requirements for supplements than that, because there's no nutrients in those foods, you know, those are the foundation of good health. Like, you know, so basically I look at supplements as enhancing health. And I think, you know, my top three or four is that everybody, you know, doesn't eat, you know, their 5 to 10 vegetables a day, doesn't have perfect health. So I really like to look at a good multivitamin.
Okay.
And a good multivitamin is not as easy to pick as you think, because one, we have to look at, you know, what's the reason what you're taking it for? You know, what is your diet like? You know, are you a man or are you a woman? Because your intake of nutrients is going to be different.
Sure.
If you're a menstruating woman, you know, that's still having a cycle, then she's going to need iron. But we actually know that iron in later years of life, so when you're menopausal, actually can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. So you need to take that into account.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm one who takes an iron supplement, Irene, just so you know.
Yeah, so in menopause, you probably don't need it, but when you're still having your monthly cycle, then absolutely you need it. And
okay.
You need a lot more iron than a man would need, believe it or not, even based on his size. You know?
Really? Okay.
If you have certain, like, disease, so if you have chronic disease like diabetes, you know, if you're celiac, then we may want to be looking at certain extra vitamins and supplements. You know, certain medications can actually reduce your absorption of certain nutrients. So,
Right. Again,
talking about women, if you're on the birth control pill, that depletes a lot of your B vitamins. So I will add, you know, a good B complex to those patients too as well. Vegetarians, again, are going to need, you know, B12 because they're eating red meat.
Right.
Again, they're going to need more iron. So your age, you know, your sex is going to be taken into account when we're looking at supplements and that. And again, you know, children, if we're looking at children, they're in a, you know, high growth spurt. So they're going to need sometimes higher doses of some vitamins like calcium and vitamin D than sometimes, you know, middle-aged people too as well.
Is the vitamin D thing for real? Because, you know, this is going back now, I don't know, 6 or 7 years when that really came on strong. You got to pump up with D. Antiviral, you know, all of that stuff. Is it true, Irene? Like, you know, and they were looking into high doses of vitamin D as well to see if it was more beneficial than taking, say, 1,000 units, which is one little tablet a day. What's the deal on D?
So I'm glad you brought that up because that actually is on my top list, my top five list.
Okay.
So I do think that most people are deficient. You know, we're in the middle of winter now. We're certainly not getting any sun. And even in the middle of the summer, you know, we're not going around, you know, without sunscreen on. Most of us are not sunbathing naked in our backyard.
I still am. November's the best time of year. The beach is very
Put
quiet.
Put your clothes on.
Yeah, you can always get space on the beach. Jeez. No worries. It's good.
Honest to goodness.
So, and again, you know, you talked about immune system. They did a study in kids in Toronto and showed that most of them were deficient. And when they just supplemented with 1,000 units of vitamin D, they actually decreased the incidence of respiratory tract infections over
really?
The months.
Wow.
So I think that basically all men, women, and children should be taking vitamin D.
Okay.
Absolutely, you know, younger children need less, but for men and women, both public health and the Cancer Association recommend at least 1,000. But again, you know, if you have osteoporosis, which is a disease of the bones which puts you at increased risk of fracture, then I'm upping that dose. You know, a lot of women specifically, you know, suffer from seasonal affective disorder. There's good evidence that higher levels of vitamin D may be needed over the winter months. So again, 1,000 to start off with for most adults, but if you're going to go higher, consult with a practitioner and look at your levels. Maybe get your levels measured if you need to. You
right.
know, see. Because
Which
you
is
can overdose at the higher levels.
Okay, but what is a higher level, Irene? Like, what are we talking?
We're talking 4,000 or 5,000. So I'm using that in patients for treatment, you know, when I know
That's
their levels
taking.
Are low, when they have osteoporosis, and I may be using that for seasonal affective disorder in the winter months,
so
that I'm monitoring.
I'm taking at least 3,000 a day. At least, and
to go see Irene.
Should I come and see you?
No, again, and I know, you know, some of your history that too as well too. So for you in the winter months,
yeah,
I think 1,000 would be a good level for you.
All right.
As well,
okay.
But now, what are the side effects if you overdose on vitamin D?
Like,
you
what?
Die.
Really high. It can affect muscles and things like that too as well. But there again, deficiency in vitamin D can cause muscles. We actually know that vitamin D may cause an increase in pain levels and that. So we found low levels in patients with high pain. So vitamin D for immune system, but cardiovascular disease, definitely for cancer health, you know.
Okay,
listen, we've only got a minute and a half left, and I want to ask you about Q-enzyme CoQ10. Did I get that right?
Coenzyme
Q10.
I don't know. One of the supplements he's on.
Again, one of those ones where they're doing studies on high doses of it. I know it protects heart. It protects muscle. Talk a little bit about that in the minute we have left.
Absolutely, and that's another one what I call drug nutrient depletion. So if you're on the cholesterol-lowering drugs, so the statin drugs, we know that that lowers CoQ10. So absolutely, if you're on those drugs, I recommend taking CoQ10, but again, it is good for the heart. It's good for blood pressure. It's an anti-aging one, too, as well, Jamie.
Yeah, that's why I take a whole bottle of it a day.
I'm going to start taking that.
So that and your vitamin D and then a good multi, and make sure you sleep well and you exercise and eat well.
Perfect.
Always sleep well, yes. Absolutely. Okay, that's great. Irene, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to talk to you about some of these things?
They can obviously come into Stone Church Pharmacy and talk to me. Phone number is 905-574-2828, and I'm on the website under irenehogan.com.
And Stone Church Pharmacy is located on?
Good question. 25 Redmond Drive. It's Upper Wentworth and Stone Church.
There you go.
Perfect.
There
you Irene,
go.
You are a joy to talk to. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Irene Hogan at Stone Church Pharmacy, 25 Redmond Drive, up there on the east, well, sort of Central Mountain. You can Google them. Great people up there. Got a phenomenal compounding lab. Awesome, awesome. Lots and lots more to get to here on this edition of Sunday Brunch with Jamie and Rebecca and Mungo Jerry at the controls here on AM 900 CHML.